You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Tyler Pratt. Well, San Luis Obispo County may be getting its first large-scale convention center. Today, interested parties gathered in Paso Robles to look at the feasibility of a $26-plus million conference center at Spring and Riverside Streets. I'm joined today by the CEO of the Paso Robles Event Center, Michael Bradley. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you, Tyler.
Okay, so explain this announcement to me. Y'all are looking into the economic feasibility of a project. What does that mean?
Well, basically, this project, which is a three-way partnership between the City of Paso Robles, the Paso Robles Event Center, and Travel Paso, our DMO here in Paso Robles, are working together on the continued feasibility study of this incredible conference center that would be showcased here and built right in Paso Robles on the Paso Robles Event Center.
Okay, and what kind of timeline are we looking at here?
Well, that's a great question. Optimistically, we are hopeful that we can open the doors in the year 2021, but we have a lot of work to do through the process of research and development, and so even though 2021 is a target date, that could change and may change.
Now, this may sound like a dumb question, but why doesn't the county already have a conference center like this?
Well, there are some meeting spaces within the county itself that are available, but no property within the county itself, even between Monterey and Santa Barbara, has a venue of this size, most particularly a venue that would allow for a ballroom space that can seat up to 1,000 persons, which is critical when we look at meeting space for meeting planners bringing conferences into venues and facilities and cities. And so that's very important. So the time has come for Paso Robles. The time has come for San Luis Obispo County and the region to have such a property.
And what was sort of the idea behind putting it in Paso Robles instead of, say, maybe San Luis Obispo or Pismo or somewhere else in the county?
Well, another great question. There have been two studies done, Tyler. One was funded through Visit SloCal, which is part of the Visit California program and specific to our community here. That particular study done by B&D is the same group that we utilized. In the first study, it was clearly indicated that a conference center of this size is necessary for the county. There were three locations that were identified as great options for that. One was the City of San Luis Obispo, one was the Five Cities area, and the third, of course, is the Paso Robles area. So we, together with the City and Travel Paso, we have developed the secondary study, which is specific just to Paso Robles and clearly indicates that that it's sustainable, that it's doable, and that it will benefit us in a significant way.
What do community members that you've spoken to feel about all the extra tourism that this might bring in?
Well, of course, you know, there's a continuing growth within the area, and what we're hopeful for is that individuals and groups that do come into the space here will further develop their opportunities either before the conference that they're attending or after the conference. You know, come early, stay late. So therefore, they're participating in the great wine industry that we have, shopping, restaurateurs, which will benefit greatly. So we see it as a great benefit to the community and to the region at large.
Well, it sounds very cool. I'm really excited to see what you guys come up with. I got to ask, do you think this is going to maybe increase some flights to and from the San Luis Obispo Airport? Maybe I can get out of here a little cheaper and easier.
There you go. Well, we're hopeful that it does just that and that more cities like Dallas become a direct connection and other destination cities that, you know, you can get to San Luis Obispo awfully quick. We know that Denver is helping that direct connection, as is Seattle.
Michael Bradley, CEO of the Paso Robles Event Center. They're looking at bringing a large-scale convention center to Paso Robles. Michael, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
It's a pleasure, Tyler. You have a great day.
You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.